something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to do business with the King? Are you sure you're ready? He's ready all the time. If you only play the game the right way, he's ready all the time. Look, there's so much wealth like the world can't understand. There's so much. There's too many people fighting for too little. When there's a lot more out there that's unknown to too many. God says the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to me. He says the silver and the gold. He says I'll shake the nations. And you see the silver and the gold. That's what God said. But there's too many fighting for too little. For example, everybody wants to work in the oil company. Everybody wants to work in a bank. They say, no, please, can you help me get a job in a bank? Everybody goes, the little money, that boy, that's little money. What they have in that bank is little money. What they have in that oil company is little money. Come on, talk. You say, that's little money. Oh, glory. See, the moment you get bigger than that on the inside, get bigger. Isn't it somebody who started that company? Who are you? Where are you going with your life? Get big on the inside. Look at the whole world as small. Because Papa God owns the whole world. He owns everything. And you are his heir. Are you living like one? Are you sure? Are you living like one? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Live like one. Talk like one. You know, when you start talking like that, they'll think that you're becoming braggadocious. They'll think you're proud. And they'll start saying nasty things about you. Now, all the time you was talking like a poor man, nobody talked about you. They agreed with you. When you said, well, I've never had anything in my life. I don't have anything and I don't think I'll ever have anything. They said, yes. Yes. I even know the members of your family, they've been poor, so poor. I really feel sorry for you. And, you know, they're siding with you. Because you were talking with unbelief all that time. I've never been healthy. I've never known much health in my life. I've been always in and out. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking like, boy, I'm strong. Never felt so good in my life. They go. Until they get tired of listening to you. They say, stop. Are you the only one in this place? Yes, I am. Don't make the devil mad. Make the devil mad. The few women. Listen, you got some women of faith, I'm telling you. There are some of them. Find out how some of them had children who couldn't have children. They didn't go, oh God, you really know how important this is to me. My in-laws men drive me out of there. They were out there saying, devil, you are a liar. letting go. Every time,
I feel so sorry for myself. When they say mothers went behind, I don't know what to do.
Went behind. They say, where are your children? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, some of them will tell you how they did it, how they acted their faith. They refuse anybody. When it was, now all barren women come out. Me, barren, not me. They refuse to go. Say, I don't need prayer for barrenness. I'm not barren. The children are yet to come here, but they're coming. They didn't say amen at the prayer for barrenness. They were ready to pray for barren women because they have come.
Glory to God.
See, they've come to the point in their lives they have found out that no one in Zion could be barren. Could be barren? No one. Not in Zion. Not in Zion. Glory to God. Sure. Now you got to know some of them. They're not crying out there. Don't know what's happening to my children. Don't know. Mm-mm. They send that little boy out. They say, you go and win. You come back a king. That's all. You come and say, well, we found your son. He said, not my son. Why? I sent him out and he's coming back a king. I say, what kind of a woman is this? These are women with authority. They've come to understand their calling. Lay hands on their children. Say, you go. That child can't come back but the way I declared. They say there's an accident on the road to that school. Already, they haven't even heard whether anything happened to any child. They're already being carried by somebody. Please, don't follow me. They're fainting just for hearing it. Now I tell you about the Archbishop's story. A young girl fell down and died, broke her head. And this woman went to the pastor and said, Pastor, come and raise my daughter. And the pastor said, what happened? Then she fell down. She broke her head. And the doctor said, she's dead, but she cannot die. Doctor, and she said, Pastor, she cannot die. And the pastor said, and they went. They got to the hospital. Several people there already. She said, Pastor, pray. Raise her up. Listen, she wasn't doing that. Oh, please. She said, Pastor, pray. And he was the one who was shaking in his boots. And the woman was asking, pray. She'll be well. Pray. She's just waiting for the prayer so she can carry her baby out of here. They say she's dead. She said, mm-mm. She cannot be dead. Pastor, pray. Pastor said he was afraid to pray. He didn't know what to do. All his trembling hands, he put his hands over that child's head. And when he looked at the head had already been so big and broken. Pray, Pastor. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Well, then he laid his hands and prayed, and the baby went, came back alive. Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person. And then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them. Because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision. God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.